The River's Tale by Rudyard Kipling. 20 bridges from tower to quay wanted to know what the river knew, for they were young and the Thames was old, and this is the tale that the river told. I walk my beat before London town, 5 hours up and 7 down. Up I go till I end my run at Tyne-end town, which is Teddington. Down I come with the mud in my hands and plaster it over Maplin sands. But I'd have you know that these waters of mine were once a branch of the River Rhine, when hundreds of miles to the east I went, and England was joined to the continent. I remember the bat-winged lizard birds, the age of ice and the mammoth herds, and the giant tigers that stalk them down through Regent's Park into Camden Town. And I remember like yesterday the earliest cockney who came my way, when he pushed through the forest that lined the strand with paint on his face, and a club in his hand. He was death to feather and fin and fur. He trapped my beavers at Westminster. He netted my salmon. He hunted my deer. He killed my herons off Lambeth Pier. He fought off his neighbour with axes and swords, flint or bronze at my upper fords, while down at Greenwich for slaves and tin the tall Phoenician ships stole in. And North Sea warboats painted and gay flashed like dragonflies Erith way, and Norseman and Negro and Gaul and Greek drank with the Britons in Barking Creek, and life was gay and the world was new, and I was a mile across at Kew. But the Roman came with a heavy hand, and bridged and roaded and ruled the land, and the Roman left and the Danes blew in, and that's where your history books begin.